A year ago on November 16th, I was working on my book in my upstairs home office when I heard a familiar but unexpected sound, the whirr of hummingbird wings. I looked up and there at my window feeder was a hummingbird. I'd left out the feeder intentionally just in case some poor hungry straggler hummingbird passed by, but I figured the odds against this were pretty high. Now here was a hummingbird. The first time she appeared, I was so stunned that I didn't take careful note of her appearance. But when she returned 15 minutes later, I'd made fresh sugar water for her and was ready with a camera. I snapped away through the window, glad to get anything at all. My eyes and the photos established that she belonged to the genus Selasphorus and was most likely a Rufous hummingbird, but the less likely Allen's hummingbird is very much like Rufous, and there was no way of entirely eliminating that possibility. She remained in my yard for 17 days, finally leaving at mid-morning on December 3rd. She'd survived a long spell of cold weather, a big blizzard, and temperatures of 6 degrees or lower. While she was present, I felt a huge burden of responsibility. These tiny birds are so vulnerable if they're not getting enough calories, and as the temperature got lower, it became more and more difficult to keep the sugar water thawed. I maintained two sets of window feeders, one warming in the house as the other chilled outside, and some days I had to switch them every half hour. The day of the blizzard, I left my office window wide open so she could warm a bit when she came to feed. I spent the day working at my computer, wearing my down jacket, snow pants, hat, and gloves, and stuffed towels under the door to keep the rest of the house warm. I was sad but ever so relieved when she ate a big breakfast on December 3rd and flew off. I was thinking all this on November 16th of this year as the wind was howling in the midst of our first winter storm of the year when I got a phone call from a birding buddy, Steve Weston of Eagan, telling me that a hummingbird had turned up in his feeder that very morning. And the wind, snow, and temperature were as bad down in the metro area as they were up here in Duluth. Like me, Steve had left his feeders out with hopes but apparently not real expectations. He suddenly found himself trying to figure out how to keep the water thawed. Sugar water isn't a balanced diet for hummingbirds. They also need a lot of animal protein in the form of insects. There's a powdered artificial mixture that works perfectly. It's called Nectar Plus and costs something like $17 a pound. I'd ordered some last year when Viola was coming, but it didn't arrive until the day she'd already flown off. Meanwhile, I'd been grinding up mealworms with the sugar water mixture for some feeders, and after sampling it, those were the feeders Viola came to most reliably. I still have the Nectar Plus in my freezer, so if Steve's bird is still there this weekend, I'll get it down to him. Did his feeders entice this bird to stay longer? Hummingbirds that turn up in Minnesota in November are not likely to be ruby throats. They're birds from the mountainous west, pretty hardy, but out of their range. There was hardly a hummingbird alert that sent this bird up Steve's way. It was probably headed southeast, getting hungrier and more desperate, quite likely with such depleted reserves that it wouldn't have survived much longer without Steve's feeder. If more people were in the habit of leaving their hummingbird feeders up until they froze over in November or December, the very few birds that visited them would be less likely to linger when they did find one, trusting that more food would be available along the way. But the work involved in maintaining hummingbird feeders in late fall isn't worth the result for most people, since most of the time hummingbirds don't visit them. I'm glad Steve's feeder was still out and hope his little bird survived the bad weather yesterday. The one thing I learned with Viola last year was that the joy and excitement of a winter hummingbird is matched or even surpassed by anxiety and worry. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.